But well, now listen, I'm going to start off this morning by asking you a question, right? Now, before you answer it, remember, Mom and Dad are way far back, so they'll not really be able to see or hear what you answer, so don't worry about that. The question is this. I wonder, did any of you, when you were coming out this morning, were you in a bit of a rush, and maybe the bed wasn't made, maybe there's a few clothes lying over the floor, maybe there's a few things scattered over the room, and you basically closed the door, hoped that Mum or Dad wouldn't see it, and got out as quick as possible. Did that happen to any of you? No. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Well, listen, I have two boys, one 17 and the other's almost 15, and I would be pretty sure if I was to go home right now and open their door, their room would be a bit of a mess. Now, I don't really think you're telling me the truth. I would imagine there's many a time when Mum or Dad has to say to you, get upstairs or get down to your room and get that place tidied. We all have to do it sometimes. We allow a place to get into a mess, and then we have to go and tidy it. And you know something? Sometimes when we start to tidy it, we even discover things that we never thought that we had. Well, I want to tell you this morning about a wee boy, and there was a room that was very, very messy, and one day he started to tidy it, and he found something very, very special. But let me tell you a wee bit about the boy first. This boy, his name is Josiah, and something very special happened when Josiah was 6 years old. Josiah's granda was the king of the country, but Josiah's granda was a very wicked man. Josiah's granda came to a very sudden end, and so when Josiah was 6 years old, do you know what happened? His dad became the king of Israel, and so he was the king's son. And you can imagine the excitement there must have been him. I mean, he was living in the palace, and he would have had all those rooms to run about in, and the whole palace would have been like one big adventure playground, running about, discovering all the things in the palace. But you know, Josiah's dad wasn't a good king either. In fact, Josiah's dad was quite a wicked king. And Josiah's dad also passed away. And something happened. Now, this is almost unbelievable. Is there anyone here who's 8 years old? Yet, well, listen. When Josiah was 8 years old, he was made the king. Can you imagine that? Becoming the king at eight? Would you like to be the king at eight? You're not sure? Well, he was the king. But listen, he started off being a very, very good king, because you see, during the days of the wicked kings, lots of different things had happened. For example, the people had built altars to false gods, gods that weren't gods at all, because there's only one God, the God of heaven. And they were bowing down and they were worshipping these false gods. And when Josiah became king, he prayed to God and he talked to God. And he sent his servants out, and his servants' job was they were to tear down all the false altars and all the false gods. And then something else happened. You see, there was a place in the land where the children of Israel, where they used to worship the true God, and it was called the temple. And Josiah sent his servants to the temple because, you see, the temple, it hadn't been used for a long time, and it was in really, really bad repair. It was starting to crumble, and the roof was starting, maybe tiles missing on it. And we're told that inside the temple, it was absolutely full of rubbish, all the rubbish of the day. And Josiah, he sent his servants, and he says, listen, I want you to go, and I want you to fix the temple, and I want you to tidy it out, and I want you to take all the rubbish out of the temple. And that's exactly what they started to do. And one day when they were tidying the rubbish, there was a man called Hilkiah, and he came running to another one of the men who was in charge, a man called Shaphan, and he says to him, listen, he says, something very, very exciting has happened. He says, I have found this book. And he says, it's a really, really special book. This book was lost. We didn't even know we had it. It was buried beneath all the rubbish, but I have found this book. And he was so excited, because the book they had found was the Word of God. Now, it wasn't a Bible like this that we know today, because they only had part of it. And it wasn't a book like this. It was on a big, long piece of paper called a scroll. But they were so excited because they had found the Word of God. You see, Josiah had never seen the Word of God before. He had never been able to read the Word of God. And listen, we need to remember, boys and girls, there's many places in the land today that still don't have the Word of God. They can't read a Bible. They don't have a Bible to read. And yet we've got the Bible. And we need to think very specially of the Bible and think of the book that we have. But listen, Josiah was, this man, they ran to Josiah the king and they brought the book to him. And they said, Josiah, listen, we have found this book. And Josiah started to read through the book. And when he read through the book, he started to think, said to himself, dear me, this is terrible because God has given us laws. God has given us rules. We have broken them. We have sinned. And we're going to be punished for our sins. And Josiah, he did something. He started to pray. And he prayed about it to God. And then he called all the people together. And he read to them out of this special book, the Word of God. And when the people heard what Josiah was saying, the people were so sorry for their sin. And they changed their ways. And they prayed to God. And they asked God to forgive them. Listen, boys and girls, we have many books. Many, many books in our house. Books that tell us all sorts of things. Books that give us all sorts of information. But listen, this is what we need to remember. We need to remember that the Bible is the best book we'll ever have because the Bible is the Word of God. And listen, the Bible tells us many, many important things. But just before we finish, I want to remind you of one thing the Bible tells us. The most important thing at all. The Bible tells us about the cross. It tells us about the Lord Jesus Christ, about how he died on the cross. And the Bible tells us that we have got this thing in our lives. It's called sin. But Jesus Christ has died on the cross. He has died to forgive us our sins. And if we ask him into our hearts, he will make our hearts clean. He will take away our sin. And he will make us those that are able to go to heaven. The people that Josiah read the Bible to, they repented. They made their peace with God. They made sure that they got their lives sorted out. I wonder about you. That was the first time they had heard the Bible read. And they said, right, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to sort out my life. I wonder about you. How many times have you read the Bible? How many times have you heard about the cross? And have you ever asked the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart to be